7 today.
Coming up, we're going to do the Sunday Swirl. We'll let you hear what some of the comments were on the Sunday talk shows, television-wise, because that's a big, heavy time for politics. This is America Tonight. Hope you had a great weekend, everybody. Kate Delaney hanging at the helm here from coast to coast, everywhere in between. And speaking of our coastline, right now in California, they're worried about dry conditions, and in Florida, it's quite the opposite. The concern, of course, is over Tropical Storm Claudette, which is headed to the panhandle. Heavy, heavy rain still there now bearing down on the people. Will it turn into a full-blown hurricane by the time it really hits land? And, you know, I've said this before on this show, and I've been through a hurricane myself, and I saw the damage that it did. My family opted to stay when the hurricane was going on. It was a very long time ago, and it was slammed into New Jersey and into the Northeast, and it was called Hurricane Agnes, and we were at a shore place on the bay, and the entire dock washed away. The boat sank. People were down in the streets in the canoes, and the reason we didn't evacuate is because my mother didn't think we had enough time to get back to Philadelphia, which we didn't, and we were lucky that the wind battered the place, but we were in a big, big place, and the most of the damage happened to hit the docks and the things that were on and around the docks and did hit and slam into the windows, but you know, didn't knock out the windows and all that sort of stuff. But it was very scary as a young kid to watch this going on. So the people in Florida know even more than I do, since they deal with so many storms, what it's like. And there's so many warnings, and this is a tropical storm, and let's watch the weather guys, and let's hear what's going on, that they sort of become numb to it and sometimes opt not to take the precautions. I urge anybody in that kind of a situation, hopefully all of you are smart enough to have stuff ready, at least in the nick of time, to get out of a situation where you can just flat out haul you know what and get out of town if it comes to that and you're paying attention to what's going on. Like our friends in California, they know what it's like to deal with awful dry conditions and look out their window and see a fire off in the distance that is making its way slowly toward them because they live in the mountains somewhere where something's happened and sparked these fires all over the place. In this case, it shows again the dangers of what happens at the borders and our open borders because of the drug situation, right? Now it's full on. It's full on war with the drug situation, right? It's not under the carpet anymore. It's just full on. It's game on beyond belief. So you've got plenty of Mexican operations buried within the United States where they are working on marijuana plants, etc. People don't necessarily realize that. So in California, of course, they've got an operation. They've got a camp, probably many camps, but one of them happened to be in Santa Barbara County, and it looks like this fire originated at an illegal marijuana camp that was supposedly run by a Mexican drug cartel. Naturally, they can't find the people at the camp. They found the remnants, and you've got 84,000 acres and counting already charred. It's probably a little bit more because we're a live show. By now, it's a little bit more. You have more than 1,300 firefighters who had to jam on it and get to the scene. And we're talking about, when I say get to the scene, I'm sure some of you that are volunteer fire guys, or maybe you're a full-time fireman, you're listening to me, and you can call this show and tell us what it's like. In fact, do that if you are. 800-259-5791. You're talking about crawling into this mountainous region that it's not easy to get to. You're talking about the Los Padres National Forest, for example, where they had to evacuate people and the trying to reach it. It's there, even if you drop buckets of water, I call them buckets of water, it's bigger than that, you know, those gallons that they have in the helicopters and they dump over. It's not that easy. It's not that easy to try to clear these acres that are burning because the drop in humidity and trying to reach the spot. It's just like people listening, you know, our friends in Connecticut and across the bridge in Manhattan, when you're talking about sky-high buildings, you know, skyscrapers, it's not so easy to put out a violent fire in a building that's raging out of control, because how many floors does it have? How high up are you going? Well, it's a different scenario here, but you're talking about charred acres you're crawling across. You're talking about just crawling over some massively tough conditions. So, of course, you got firefighters now because of these drug idiots. You got firefighters who are injured. Now the number's up to almost 30. And they're trying to, of course, do whatever they can to put them out. And they're exhausted. And they've called in backups and all that stuff. But you've got an area that's got timber. It's rugged terrain. It's limited access to any kind of fire trucks to get up there. And the amount of time it takes to crawl up there and reach the wildfires, I mean, that definitely is going to affect you. Now, there are wildfires in Northern California and also in Southern California, too. Now, the Southern California fire we're talking about, because this has been week-long, that's the one that is tied to the Mexican drug cartel, they believe, that it kicked it up. Again, showing the dangers of the open border in that area and how easy it is for them to come across and ultimately to get the drugs in and ultimately to manufacture drugs on this part of the border in the United States, or who knows, Americans working for them, etc. And in the fire up north, because these are two, Northern California in Shasta County, and then this other one, which is much bigger, the one in L.A., same thing. They're battling tough terrain and trying to get it to it, but still no cause for the one in the north. Yeah, this is why you keep pushing on the illegal thing. You keep pushing about the borders, because this is what now has happened. It sent over many in the Mexican cartel, of cartels, because it's plural, sent many of them like cockroaches crawling even further into the United States. Doesn't make you feel comfortable, I think, when you live in some of those border areas. All right, coming up, a little preview of what's happening here on America Tonight. As I said, the Sunday Swirl will take you through the talking heads and some of the things that were said. Naturally, it was all about health care. The big thing is the public option. Will it be off the boards once everybody comes back in the fall to negotiate the terms of a proposed bill in the House and the Senate? I think it's going to look very different from the one many of us are poring over, the 1,000 pages. You know how I feel about it. Right now, in its current form, unacceptable, completely not passable, and full of just too many holes. And once again, there's this backing off now. The public option, not completely explained, makes no sense. And coming up on our future shows, hopefully by the end of this week, we're going to have somebody on that can tell you what it's like, what the healthcare system is like in England and in France. In France, where Sarkozy is working on a copay system because they're having problems with their healthcare system. In England, you get free healthcare, but if you have an upgrade, that's when you get the better care. If you don't, they have wards closing all over the place and people who can't be seen. And we know in Canada, people have to wait. So it's not this great, wonderful, incredible Disneyland of healthcare that's being presented out there. So we're going to let you hear from other people from other countries as to what the healthcare situation is like for them, especially if we're trying to emulate one of those. Sunday Swirl next here on America Tonight.
Do you have trouble getting through the day? Do you feel tired and worn out? Pounding expensive energy drinks? It's a proven fact. Many people do not get the proper daily intake of essential vitamins and nutrients. With the lifestyles we lead, eating fruits and vegetables is sometimes easier said than done. Introducing Choose 4 Health. Choose 4 Health brings you 16 powerful ingredients in one delicious chewable for around 75 cents per day. Each chewable contains a full day's worth of the necessary fruit and vegetable intake you need. Choose 4 Health also contains antioxidants and vitamin B12 to give you that extra boost to curb midday cravings for snacks, energy drinks, and coffee. Call 1-800-210-1922 right now, and you will receive a one-week supply of Choose 4 Health absolutely free. Just pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-210-1922. That's 1-800-210-1922. Or visit orderchews.com. That's order, C-H-E-W-S.com. Start your healthy lifestyle now.
Good day. Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. August 14, 2009. Gold opened this morning at 959.10. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for 986.44, 493.22 for the half ounce, or 246.61 for a quarter ounce. That's 986.44, 493.22, and 246.61.
On June 4th, 1963, Executive Order 11,110 was signed with the authority to strip the Federal Reserve Bank of its power to lend money to the United States government and interest. With the stroke of a pen, Kennedy would have put the Fed out of business. The November assassination quieted the production of the new currency. However, the executive order still stands unrepealed. Midas has the Kennedy versus Fed document. Call 800-686-2237. Unlike your liberty, the paper is free. Call 800-686-2237. If you're interested in breaking the bondage of taxation and debt, call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Being a part of Life Change Tea has been an exhilarating experience. I love the testimonies. Julie in New York writes, I love this product. I feel great. It worked immediately. You can feel the cleansing right away. Other products don't work right away like this one does. Mrs. Luella from Missouri writes, my daughter has lost 27 pounds. She loves the tea. And David from Tennessee writes, my wife has a lot of digestive problems and the tea really helps her a lot. I like it too. And here's my favorite from CJ in Minnesota. He writes, this stuff really works. No, I mean it really works. No, I mean it really works. Be one of the many testimonies that we receive every month. Order today online at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or you can call us at 928-308-0408. You know the number, 928-308-0408. Be our next testimony. You love us, and we love you.
Don't forget about our ridiculous little poll here on America Tonight. We got to have some fun. Reality TV, how about it? This is a scoop. I'm not a big fan. I've watched a few things of reality television, a couple of things. That's it. Like The Amazing Race, one season I watched that, but I'm not into reality TV. I'm into news, politics, you all know this, sports, whatever. That's most likely what you would see catch me watching, or probably movies too. So the idea of me watching one reality show after another, not gonna happen. But obviously a lot of people like it. Maybe it makes you feel better about your life, or it's ridiculous what you're watching, or it's like being a voyeur. I don't know. You tell me. AmericaTonight.net. In case you missed it, we have the star of Addicted to Beauty on the show in our first hour, and we're gonna re-air that so you can hear it and what it's like to have television cameras hooked, you know, following you around the whole time and be mic'd up the entire time, even when you're going to the bathroom, even when you're on a personal conversation. They are hooked up because they're looking for that slice of life that they know will attract people to watch you. So there is something about, I guess, rubbernecking into other people's lives. So, reality television. Like it, hate it, think it's ridiculous. You tell me, americatonight.net. In the meantime, we're talking about a couple of different things, including, I said, the Sunday swirl. It's all about healthcare, and it should be, because this is the thing that's now front and center for all of us, and it affects every single one of us. Rich, poor, insured, not insured, have a horrific story to tell, are completely satisfied with your healthcare. Every single one of us, if there was nationalized healthcare, would be affected by it. And I think that there are things that need to be tweaked in the system. I've said this before. When it comes to costs and when it comes to what the premiums are for a lot of people, that they just simply cannot afford it. The reality, have the sky high costs sometimes for the drugs and second tests, second set of tests and that sort of stuff. And we know there are women that can't afford mammograms, people that, for goodness sake, don't go and get checkups because they're worried about how much out-of-pocket it's going to cost them. There are things that can be tweaked. So mark my words, yes, with the drug companies, et cetera, and with the problems of the paper pushing, things getting lost, the trail, yes, absolutely. Should we have this carte blanche, let's ram this through? All right, we've already been there. No, we don't want to see that. So everybody has an opinion on it. Here's former Senator Tom Daschle. He was on Meet the Press, the former senator from South Dakota. Here's what he said about the whole statements that were being made about the death panels that Palin was talking about and whether you would pull the plug on grandma. Here's what he said about it.
Well, David, it's hyperbolic. It's fear-mongering. It's actually politics at its worst. That's the kind of thing that generates the kind of anger and fear and anxiety that people have today. You know, it's amazing to me that a very good idea, one I'm sure that maybe even all of us agree with, that there ought to be some consultation, some opportunity to talk about these things outside of that moment when you're at your most emotionally vulnerable state in life. And the amazing thing is that Johnny Isaacson, a member of the Help Committee, actually offered it as a mandatory requirement that there be this mandatory counseling. They persuaded him to offer it as a voluntary measure. But that voluntary counseling is something that we ought to be encouraging, not discouraging.
All right, so he thinks, Daschle, that you should encourage the counseling. That should happen. Senator Tom Coburn, as we know, we've heard from him before in this show, Republican from Oklahoma, also on the same panel that Daschle was on, he had a completely different take on the end-of-life discussion.
The idea that we ought to talk about our future health and what our family and what we want done is a good idea. It's legitimate. What is not legitimate is having government even weigh in on it. It is intensely personal. Your health care, your plans, your family. There is no role for government in that. And where we've seen a role, and this happens all the time, which goes to one of the things that never gets talked about in health care, is we have statements, living wills. We have people who have made those very tough decisions. And then because they've made them, but because of the malpractice situation liability, they're ignored. And we still intubate and put people onto ventilators that never wanted it because a family member threatens through a situation, even though you have that end-of-life counseling there. So we need to get down to the basics of what's really wrong with health care, and there's a lot. And it's not the people who are complaining about it, and it's not the people who are debating it. The fact is everybody wants to see some change.
All right, so you can hear you saying there that everybody wants to see some change. I agree with Coburn on that. I've said that before, and I think it is a living will situation or something that is discussed either is discussed before somebody goes into a nursing home, assisted living, or maybe even earlier than that. I had dinner with somebody over the weekend, and this is a friend of mine. She's 38. Her family has everything in order, what they want to happen. She gets a giant packet every time something changes. They mail her a packet. Okay, it's not ghoulish. Here's the wishes. Here's what it is. Here's what the will spells out. Here's where we want to be buried. The whole thing is already laid out. Boom. I don't want you to step-by-step instructions because I don't want to have to be a burden on you. I want you to know exactly what the wishes are. Brilliant. How easy is that? That's what people certainly can do and should do. I think it is a personal thing. Do I really want government involved in that? The answer to that is absolutely not. Do not want to see that happen. Not really, right? I think it is a personal thing. I think you spell out your wishes. I would really push for more people to have some kind of a living will in place. Then there's nothing to dispute. It's there. It's signed. It's legal. It's the document. And why put that burden on the family anyway? And then waiting till this end to have this impersonal, I'm going to call it impersonal because it is impersonal with the government involved. I agree with Coburn. Anyway, Coburn and Daschle got into it this discussion kind of escalated. It was kind of interesting, and this is part of the Sunday Swirl. Check this out.
I still practice medicine almost every Monday, David. I see patients. How many people that are involved in this debate are actually in the healthcare system? Very few. The fact is if you create a comparative effect in this board, which there's no question 70% of the people it will help, and it will help control some costs. But 30% of the people, it's going to hurt.
David,
because we're not going to use the art of medicine.
Listen, this is a recommendation. Mayo Clinic, you're saying Mayo Clinic, 30% of the people at Mayo Clinic are disadvantaged because they have comparative effectiveness?
No, they do not.
Yes, they do.
But they don't apply it in the same way that is planned.
The best institutions in the country, David, use comparative effectiveness, and everybody benefits. And to Jim's point about the fact that we can't have government involved with some kind of consultation, government runs the Medicare program. The Medicare program covers virtually every senior in the country today. If you're not going to have the government do it through Medicare, who is going to do it? You can't simply just say, go try to find a way to do it. We know the status quo is a disaster.
All right, so your take on this, you can always throw in the 2 cents. Let's face it, the door to healthcare discussion is going to be open here on America Tonight, as every other talk show every bloody day until we get to the fall, and then what happens in the fall. 800-259-5791, and it goes back to the whole the end of life discussion. You already heard what I had to say about that. And the Medicare seniors are obviously relying on Medicare. That's why they're so upset. They're worried that the carpet is going to be pulled out from underneath them, the proverbial rug that is ultimately how they get their treatments, how they can afford them, how they can get the prescription drugs that keep going up and up and up, the medicines that they need. Yeah, and it depends on individual philosophies, right? And this is where it gets dangerous, and that's why the euthanasia thing came up, and that's why the death panel thing came up, because everybody has quality of life. All that whole issue is different and personal for every single person, and it depends on their situation. No two situations are alike. Is somebody alone in the world? Has all their family, have they passed on? Is somebody surrounded by grandchildren and great-grandchildren and people who desperately want to see them live on for another year, another 2 years, depending on their age, what are their problems, etc. So this is obviously personal. And yes, Medicare is a government-run program. It's a government-run program that people are scared to death is going to change and flip on them and cost them much more money. But ultimately, the families are involved in the decisions, not Medicare. I mean, yes, you have to go through the medicines and ultimately what you're doing, but it's the families involved with the people, whether it's the grandparent, the mother, the father, etc. You know what I mean. Coming up next, we're going to carry on with more Swirl, this time former Congressman Dick Garmey on ATN.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart and Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2 month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Did you know that there are tiny hidden radio transmitters, also known as RFID chips, in millions of passports, credit cards, and licenses? In the current state of the economy, it's no surprise that identity theft has increased. With current technology, thieves can purchase a simple device online that allows them to steal your credit card number and other personal information by scanning your wallet or purse. Think of this identity theft device as a garage door opener. You push a button and within a certain distance, your door opens. Thieves get near you, push a button, and these tiny radios give out personal information. Put a stop to identity theft, visit IDStronghold.com. Here you will find radio-blocking secure sleeves. Simply place your credit cards and passports into these slim, lightweight sleeves, and you will put a stop to anyone trying to collect your private information. For around $5, you will be protected against RFID theft. Visit IDStronghold.com. That's IDStronghold.com. Or call 1-800-610-2770. 1-800-610-2770 today.
Most Americans know the significance of July 4th, 1776. However, few know the importance of September 17th, 1787, the day the Constitution was written and adopted by our founders. Unfortunately, over 200 years later, this sacred document is under attack, along with our beloved Republic. Throughout the span of history, brave men and women have rallied behind banners which have served as symbols of liberty against the forces of tyranny. Today, we have the Constitution Pride Flag to show our support for the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, freedom, liberty, and justice for we the people of the United States. Now available at www.1787flags.com. Get your very own Constitution Pride Flag today and receive a free pocket Constitution with your order. www.1787flags.com, the official website of the Constitution Pride Flag. That's www.1787flags.com.
For years, doctors and researchers have known that one of the major pathways to better health is an alkaline diet rich in minerals and antioxidants to keep the body in proper pH balance. For 15 years, people have trusted AlkaZone, the simplest way of keeping the body in pH balance, getting rid of acidic waste buildup, and boosting the immune system through antioxidant support. AlkaZone's unique formula contains potassium, magnesium, calcium, zinc, and the antioxidant selenium, along with 79 trace minerals from ancient marine deposits. Unlike other products, AlkaZone is odorless and tasteless and can be added to any beverage to offset its acidity. AlkaZone also manufactures antioxidant water fountains that will both filter and raise the pH of the tap water in your home to a pH of 10. To learn more and to place your order for a 45-day supply for only $25, visit AlkaZone.com. That's AlkaZone.com. Use coupon code RADIO and receive a limited-time discount. Call AlkaZone today at 1-800-810-1888. That's 1-800-810-1888.
Coming up before the end of the hour, sports shorts, a PGA surprise, Tiger Woods is human after all. Michael Vick speaks out, listen to what he has to say, and Bolt smashes in the 100 meters, another record for him. This guy is like lightning in a bottle, unbelievable to watch him run. We're going to let you hear what Dick Armey had to say on the Sunday Swirl that's coming up as well. But first, let's go to Dale, who's listening to us in Illinois. Hey, Dale.
Hi, Kate. I think the discussion that we just heard with Tom Daschle, and I think it was Senator Coburn, shows you just how complicated this health issue is. And I can't believe that the president really wanted to get something passed by August 1st. There's no way that, you know, that can be done. I mentioned several weeks ago they would try to play the race card. And this young gal down with Atlantic Constitution that got sacked here a couple weeks ago, you know, made the comment that conservatives, 45 to 65% of them were racist. Well, that's not helpful.
No.
Not true and not helpful. And then it's just too complicated, Kate, to try to do this before the end of the year. It's just not going to happen.
I agree. I think, you know, that was the problem. It was ridiculous, and that was part of the problem. It was ridiculous to think that it was going to happen by August 1st, and there was no groundwork laid whatsoever. It wasn't even really discussed. All of a sudden, oh, yeah, health care reform. We want to really see this go through. Rahm Emanuel's going to stay behind. I'm going to go to Europe, the president, and he's going to lobby people in Congress, and we want to really see this become a reality. You got to be kidding me. Healthcare reform has been talked about by a lot of different presidents, and it hasn't happened in the past, and now it's going to happen in 4 weeks.
Well, do they want health reform, Kate, or do they want health insurance reform?
Yeah, they want health insurance reform. That's what I think. Yeah, absolutely. That's
well,
what it
that,
is.
Well, that could be a different story. But mm-hmm. we just can't do this, Kate, without having total discussions. The seniors are afraid out here. They're scared to death of what these guys are going to do. Once it's passed, then they can do pretty much what they want to do.
That's right.
And we don't want them to do that.
Yeah, I agree.
People don't want them to do it. So
I agree.
It's just a never-ending process right now.
Yeah, absolutely, Dale. And that's why I think people should speak out, and I'm glad people are doing that. Somebody said to me, don't you think these town halls are ridiculous, and isn't it hurting the whole healthcare process? Why are people doing that? Isn't it hurting the whole healthcare bill? Why would you not want everybody, your fellow Americans, to have healthcare? That's the way it's been set up, but it's not about that. It's not about, geez, you don't want your neighbor to have healthcare. Some of them don't want healthcare, and some of them are in the country illegally.
Well, yeah, are we going to... Can we say in this bill we're not going to treat illegal aliens? I'm not talking about somebody that's really hurt bad.
Right.
That needs immediate care in an emergency room.
Right.
But are we going to allow illegal aliens to use it? Well, I don't want that either. So
because you're paying for it. That's
right,
what happens. That's why the drug costs go up. That's why the stay in the hospital costs more.
There's such a mass of information that we don't have. And to demonize people who go to these meetings and complain about it, they're not a mob. The representatives, the senators and representatives, have no facts to give them.
Yep.
So.
Yeah, that's the problem. Dale, as always, good call. Hang in there because I don't think anything's going to happen, so no worries, buddy. Is the more people keep speaking out, the less of a chance that we're going to see this pass and go through. Could we see some kind of healthcare quotes reform, insurance reform? Yeah, but not, I don't think anytime soon. When everybody comes back in the fall and it's full force and game on again, I'll be curious to see what kind of compromises are reached. Because without compromises, how does this go through? Even though you've got Dems, Democrats control the chips in the board. Not every single Democrat's on board with this. And not, I think there are enough that aren't. And there's enough outrage that there's not going to be the numbers to pass it. And remember, a couple of weeks ago, it was Harry Reid, the Senate Majority Leader, who said, well, we have other ways to make this happen. Well, what other ways are they talking about that are going to make this happen? And Dale makes the point, which is the same thing that I say all the time. It's good to question. Of course, the town hall meetings are necessary for people to go out and voice their opinions or try to hear. All right, give me some specifics, whatever. Put them up on a giant screen and show me exactly what you intend to happen, Mr. or Miss Senator or Congressperson. Let me know what's going to happen because you represent me. I think that's a fair thing. I don't think that we should let anything that's an important piece of legislation that affects every single one of us just go through without looking at it, without really opening our eyes wide and taking a look to make sure this is what you want to happen. Because as Dale said, and his point was well made, is this is something that you can't just ram through. The seniors are scared out there, and there's not enough information. There's so much misinformation, and we're not getting those answers back. That's the problem. There's no solid information really coming out of it. You know, I'll look at a news conference, a press conference, or whatever, a town hall, and I'll go back and look and think, okay, maybe it's me. Maybe I'm jaded and I'm not looking at this correctly. Maybe there is a bunch of information that's coming out, and I'm just missing it. I'm not missing it. I haven't seen it in anything so far. In anything that's come out, there hasn't been solid info on what the intended plans are. And once it's passed, it's too late. Once it's passed, you know, it's too late. It's already becomes a law. They start to enforce it. Things start to change. It's like the idea of, okay, having these discussions about end of life. Well, one of the things that I hope for everybody listening to me is that you have the same doctor, at least for most of your life, you're lucky enough to have the same doctor, the same practice. The worst thing is when you have to keep changing doctors because they don't know you. You're a new patient again. You're another file. And you could end up with a great doctor, but you're at ground zero again, going over whatever your health complications were of the past, going through everything. They don't know you. They can't look back in the records. They see your records from another doctor, but they didn't treat you for however long. And that happens because when you get on certain, you know this with insurances, you get on different insurances and they don't accept it at certain practices, so you got to find a new doctor. I think if they completely revamp it and it goes in the wrong direction, first of all, you may lose some really good doctors, which you're already losing them anyway because malpractice insurance is ridiculous. And you've got doctors, I mean, good, solid doctors who really, it's like throwing a quarter up. Is it worth it for me to keep doing this? And people automatically assume a doctor is making $1 trillion, but not necessarily. They got to pay everybody in the practice. They have high rates for malpractice insurance. Yeah. And they start to drop off. And that makes it tough when you're going to get treated and it's somebody new looking at whatever condition it is you have. It could be anything. It could be something simple. It could be diabetes. It could be something that could lead to be something fatal. They don't know certain things about your past, things that have happened to you, things that you've been treated for other than just looking at the folder. And I think there's a big difference when somebody sees you on a regular basis. They have a better feel for what's wrong with you. And, you know, science, it's not an exact science anyway, the medical profession, but I think it's disastrous when you hop around, and that's what this could lead to, in my opinion. But that's not even being discussed because we're not even up to that point. We're still in the very basic part of this. All right, Dick Armey was on the Meet the Press show as well with David Gregory. He was part of a panel too, and he's a former congressman, of course, Republican from Texas. And he was talking about the whole, you know, what's the answer on the cost of health care, and we're not getting the true answer there. And Dick Armey is somebody who, as he says, look, I'm on Medicare. I'm trying to get off of Medicare. So I'm forced. It's not an option. I'm forced to be on Medicare, and I think you should have the option. That's one of his things. And like I said, he is suing the government that he shouldn't have to have Medicare. But anyway, here's what Armey said about the cost of health care.
Well, David, keep in mind that over the next 10 years, our country is going to spend $35 trillion on health care. That's the projection today. That $35 trillion dwarfs the $1 trillion we're talking about as upfront costs that we have to construct in order to put this new infrastructure in place, including, for the first time, covering 50 million new American insured. So I don't think there's any question that we can find within $35 trillion the savings necessary to come up with part of that cost for the new infrastructure. And I think the president's plan is about right. It's the balance between revenue on one side and cutting costs on the other.
All right. Let me hear that again. Can we hear that again, Mr. Matt? Sounded almost like Tom Daschle there.
David, keep in mind that over the next 10 years, our country is going to spend $35 trillion on health care. That's the projection today. That $35 trillion dwarfs the $1 trillion we're talking about as upfront costs that we have to construct in order to put this new infrastructure in place, including, for the first time, covering 50 million new American insured. So I don't think there's any question that we can find within $35 trillion the savings necessary to come up with part of that cost for the new infrastructure. And I think the president's plan is about right. It's the balance between revenue on one side and cutting costs on the other.
All right. So I think, Matt, was that Dick Armey? That sounded like Tom Daschle to me, who's supporting the president's plan.
Yeah, let me go take a look at it again.
All right, so, but although I can discuss that, you know, in listening to that, maybe it was good. It was interesting that Matt put that out for us because what he said was that he thinks with the $35 trillion ultimately what it'll cost and the $1 trillion, he thinks the president's plan can cover that with the new revenue. But see, I disagree. I think that it's going to cost more than that. I think just like Medicare, it costs 9 times more than what they thought it was to implement it. I think there's going to be more costs involved than are initially being said. And I still come up with the question, really, how are you going to pay with it? How are you going to pay for it? Hang with us, everybody.
Are you concerned about an economic downfall? Would you like to have more money to invest in precious metals, food, and safety of your loved ones? With the Debt Crisis Solutions Program, you can finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy. This is not debt counseling, settlement, or debt consolidation, which may have serious legal and tax consequences. With our program, you will not pay another penny to your creditors or collectors. Protect your home, paycheck, and bank account from any lawsuits and restore your credit history. We also provide mortgage modification services, which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure problems, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123 today.
If you'd like to quit smoking regular cigarettes and try a revolutionary new alternative, this might be the most important message you will ever hear. PremiumeCigarette.com brings you the electronic cigarette. It looks like a cigarette. It feels and tastes like a cigarette, and even delivers nicotine like a cigarette. But because this is not a cigarette, it doesn't deliver toxic chemicals and tar into your lungs or discolor your teeth. The premium e-cigarette has no flame or ashes, and you can smoke it anywhere, even where cigarettes are not permitted. Because the vapor you exhale is only water, not dangerous secondhand smoke. You've tried the gum, you've tried the patch, you've tried cold turkey. Now it's time to try the premium e-cigarette. By doing so, you will save 60-75% over regular cigarettes. If you'd like to learn more, visit PremiumeCigarette.com. That's premium, the letter E, cigarette.com. PremiumeCigarette.com. Or call 866-242-9210. That's 866-242-9210 today.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit airandaqua.com. That's airandaqua.com. Or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. airandaqua.com. Purify your life today.
Johnny, angry Johnny, this is Jezebel. I wanna kill you, I wanna blow you away.
So we've been talking about healthcare and some of the new things that have happened as a result of these town hall meetings. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. You know, I love that I get emails, and you can certainly send me an email, americatonight.net. But I got an email here from Brad who says, Kate, I'm so sick of the healthcare discussion. Screw it. If they want to push through healthcare, we should just let them push through healthcare, because it'll probably be an abomination and won't work out in the abomination. It probably won't work out anyway. I wish I could feel that way, but the problem is, if it doesn't work out anyway, we're the ones who get stuck. We're the ones who get screwed, to use your vernacular. That's what happens. So that's why it is so important that people do say what they think, express themselves, right? Even if it's through an email, even if it's through a phone call, even if it's through, you know, I said this before, writing a handwritten letter. I know some people are older, they don't have computers, want nothing to do with them. Write a letter. Probably have better penmanship than I do. Write it out. Put the stamp on it. It's worth the cost of the stamp. Let your voice be heard. And because people are expressing their anxieties about what's happening with the so-called health bill, which, by the way, you can get copies of it almost anywhere. Certainly on any of the cable network sites by now, the CNNs, the Foxes, they've got them somewhere. You can go to a government site and get them. They're everywhere. It's a lot of language that is kind of twisted and you have to go through it. But over 1,000 pages, we've talked about that. I've gone through big chunks of it, and a lot of it doesn't make sense, and that this is the problem that people are having with it. One thing that looks like it's going to change is, and this is because of public pressure, Republican pressure, etc., the public option. So now the Obama administration is saying that they're ready to abandon the idea of giving Americans the option of the government-run insurance as part of this healthcare system. So that one thing that's significant that would change, that was part of the problem for many people thinking, well, if you have the government option, you know, who's going the private route if it's cheaper? Because see, and ultimately, what does that look like? And can you go to the same doctors? And does that change, as I said before, does this change the whole doctor relationship because you're going to other people or you're forced to, you know, it depends. If you're the private insurer, as much as some of them, I think, have manipulated the system and taken advantage of a lot of people, et cetera, what's in it? How do they stay in the game if you have a public option? And here's the big thing. We've said this before. If the plans and the ideas were so great, then why aren't more of the people who represent us signing up for it? If the so-called public option was going to be great, why don't they sign up for it? If everybody in Congress signs up, then, hey, maybe we all sign off on it, right? But here's the thing. Here's the dirty little secret. Of course they're not going to sign up for it because they know they like their health care. They're not going to ditch what they have to jump on board with the rest of the Americans who would be forced to have this shoved down their throat. Please give me a break. Here is what we wanted you to hear, although I'm glad Matt did actually play the Daschle comment so you could get a sense of where he was going and supporting what the president was doing and saying it can be paid for, which I disagree. I don't think so. Here was the comments of Dick Armey, the former congressman from Texas.
Taxes are going to go up. And one of the things about how to pay for it that I think is really causing a lot of distress and anxiety, especially among seniors, and where you want to talk about a real miserable instability I've observed the last couple of weeks. Seniors today are captured by Medicare. They have no choice. They can't get out of it if they want to without being punished by the government. And it's got $46 trillion worth of unfunded liability. They're seeing the baby boomers coming in. They're scared to death for themselves right now. And this bill says they're going to cut Medicare by $500 billion. And the senior goes to the town hall meeting, and he is frightened by this. And he says, leave your hands off my Medicare. And he's mocked by people in the news. And he's made a joke of by the President of the United States. It's no wonder these folks are frustrated and angry. Right. They're scared to death of what the government's going to do.
All right, so you heard his point, as I said before, that you know that Army was suing Medicare. And I agree with him. It's no wonder that people are scared to death because it's nothing but misinformation, sadly, that is out there. And that's ultimately part of the problem. Let's go to our pal Jana, who's listening to us in the great state of Iowa. Hey, Jana.
Hi, Kate. I'm glad to hear you discussing this health care again, and I would urge everyone out there, regardless of their political affiliation or if they have no political affiliation, to keep up the push, and even after Congress comes back in the fall after the recess, not to slow down their talking with the representatives about it, because if the pressure's not there, they'll go right back to the same thing.
And, that's right.
I also appreciate you playing what Dick Armey said there, because I'm sure all the baby boomers that voted for Obama, if they realize that 500 million's going to get cut out of the system that they're just going to come into, and that they've been paying their taxes and working like everybody else, plus it's going to affect their grandparents or their parents who are already on this, that there'd be more people protesting than what are.
Yeah, I agree. I agree, and I think it's good. I think it's, you know, you're exercising the rights that the forefathers, I say this all the time, but hey, that's how America was founded. You're exercising the rights that people spilled blood for and that people still spill blood for. That's why we live in the freest country in the face of the earth. It's a great thing. You don't agree with some of the comments that your neighbors, how they feel, like Jana said. Thanks, Jana. They say, Democrat, you know, you're a Republican, your neighbor's a Democrat, you like them. Hey, you might, you know, have a beer once in a while or split some apple pie, but you think they're crazy with the way they feel about health care reform. Doesn't matter. It's just important that people say how they feel, and that's the way you can change something that you don't like, or you can get answers to things you're not sure about. That's the key. Because what are we really voting for? What are our congressmen and our senators ultimately voting for? That's crucial. Hey, Jana called us from Iowa. I happen to see, because I get Time Magazine, Ashton Kutcher was part of, they do a thing called 10 Questions with all kinds of different people. And he's, as we know, the big Twitter guy, but he's in a new film, the actor, called Spread. I thought it was interesting what he said about Iowa. I know we have a lot of people listening to us in Ottumwa and other parts of Iowa. He was asked a question about what do you miss the most about living in the Midwest, and he said, I miss the certain smell in Iowa when it's about to rain. I miss how quiet it is. I miss having neighbors that I know and that I like. The thing I probably miss most of all is that people in Iowa have a different, genuine quality and a self-sufficient humility, a desire to do things for themselves and not complain. I love his analogy. He said, I miss being around people that don't complain. I'm in the drama business, and there are a lot of dramatic people that seem to be not very happy with where they are. Bravo. I find that to be so true of so many people in the Midwest. I'm glad he said it in answer to that question. Keep it up as far as the polling is concerned, because bravo, many of you have done that. AmericaTonight.net. Reality television shows. Probably a good reality show would be Town Hall. But the reality TV shows, love it, hate it, think it's absolutely ridiculous. Where do you fall in line as far as reality TV is concerned? And do that not through the phone calls, but through the internet, AmericaTonight.net, AmericaTonight.net. As I have said, I'm not a huge fan of reality TV. I've watched a couple of them that I thought were good, like The Great Race, the one season I watched that. It was interesting to see the various places they went and the things that they were willing to do to ultimately try to win this this race. And they were on different continents and stuff, and I thought the idea was pretty good, and I believe that show is still around. But now there are just a slew of so many that, you know, shows of things I could care less about. Matt, the technical maestro for America Tonight, mentioned Top Chef. A lot of people like that. People are into cooking. It's interesting to see what they come up with and the things that they have to do to be a chef. I think that's got to be one of the toughest jobs in the world, I'll tell you that. You watch anything with cooking and what has to do with cooking, and it's amazing.